crash through all that equipment real quick. Perfect. Have to make a Kool-Aid Man entrance every now and again. Well, it's good to see everybody. We have one person that's not part of sort of the church staff, if you will, that's here today. Michelle, it's great to see you. I know it's treacherous out there. It's cold. It's quite awful for people that prefer warmer weather, but I guess for those that enjoy, you know, a little fun on the road, a little skidding here and there, or bitter cold temperatures, this is a wonderful day, so congratulations. You've got great weather for that. Hopefully everybody's staying warm and safe, feeling all right. We will be wrapping up the book of Mark today. Chapter 14 in the book of Mark today. So everyone's like, oh, wait, what? We're going to really have to floor it. No, we won't be wrapping up. We'll be wrapping up chapter 14 of Mark today. I titled this sermon, The Steadfast Shepherd. I've been doing some alliteration with the titles, trying to figure it out. It's been great for me, kind of a thought exercise to line that up. And we see all these different, it's always about Jesus, right? What we study, what we want to learn about. We reflect on us because obviously Christ came to teach us. Christ is who he is, but so we definitely want to take those teachings that Christ gave, as well as all the other, you know, folks here that we have the Bible written by, and try to figure out how to apply those to us today to understand God better and understand what he would call us to do. So it's really picking up some steam. So what we'll do here is go ahead and jump in. We'll read this together. After the sermon, what I'll do today, we're going to do a little bit different. As I mentioned before, we have some communion time that we're going to share today. It's not going to be a formal communion time like we've traditionally done in the past. What we're going to do is we have some prepackaged juice and bread for those that are here. During that time, you're all going to come up and grab one of those cups and then partake during our sort of invitation, meditation, call to action, communion time today. We'll have some music here. Then, as I mentioned before, if you're at home and you're like, oh, I wish I had an implement, I'd love to have done this. We're working on figuring this out, try to get this stuff distributed ahead of time and figure out how we can get this to be more inclusive. We obviously want everybody to be able to partake fully with everything that we see in God's Word that we're called to do. But we appreciate your patience and honestly covet your prayers as we navigate through this time together. So let's dive back in here. I don't want to kill a bunch of time with a bunch of him and hum, but we'll be in Mark 14, starting in 53 to the end. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together, and Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were speaking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands. Yet even about this their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you? But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his garments and said, what further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, prophesy! And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You also were with the Nazarene Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you mean. And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him, and began again to say to the bystanders, this man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to invoke a curse on him.